Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Wendy's Big Show live at the Holt Chevrolet Studios. We're just moments away from being joined by Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Moments!
At 4:35, see if he'll tell us anything about that banged up hamstring. And I wanted to put this out there one more time for Brewers fans. Maybe you're looking to go to that game tomorrow afternoon, the regular season home finale for the Brewers. Ryan Braun, Corey Knebel, Hernan Perez came together. They purchased 2,500 tickets each, a total of 7,500 tickets. I'm sorry, I said tomorrow's home finale, Thursday's home finale versus the Reds. You can get them online only beginning at 9 a.m. tomorrow at brewers.com/players. This will be a four-ticket limit per order. Tickets will be available strictly on a first-come, first-served basis. There's just a $3 per order processing fee. That's brewers.com/players if you want some free tickets to Thursday's home finale.
What's up with the Cardinal and White? Rami Sparky and former Badger Gary Ellerson are here with your update. Brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship.
Badgers off this past weekend before they get things started up again this Saturday. So not a lot of Wisconsin news per se, but there was news out of the world of college basketball. Four assistant basketball coaches from Arizona, Auburn, Oklahoma State, and Southern Cal were arrested Tuesday morning on federal corruption charges, and that might be just the tip of the iceberg. It's been a three-year FBI probe that focused on coaches being paid tens of thousands of dollars to steer NBA-bound players towards sports agents, financial advisors, and apparel companies. Included in the arrest, Auburn's Chuck Person, Oklahoma State's Lamont Evans, Arizona's Emmanuel Book Richardson, and USC's Tony Bland. They also arrested James Gatto, director of global sports marketing for Adidas, Merrill Code. I'm not going to read all these names. A bunch of people who represent shoe companies and AAU programs. You don't know their names anyway, so
no,
it'd be
Adidas.
Pointless for me to read them.
They're Adidas people.
Yes, Adidas people and
so
AAU.
Isn't Adidas trying to get Giannis?
Yes.
So if you're Giannis and you see this story from Adidas, are you signing with Adidas?
Doesn't slow me down one bit. Show me the money.
You don't care.
Back up the truck of Yeezys and let's get down.
What do you say, Gary? I'm not signing with them. I'm
out. What's going to happen?
I don't want my name affiliated with that crap. Nope. I'm out.
So after the fact, right?
Yeah. Because he hasn't signed yet, as far as I know.
So after the fact, now that you know what's out, you might want to stay away from him.
Right, before now.
Before the fact.
If he would have signed 2 weeks ago, that's different.
A whole different story.
And it's never even played amateur basketball in the States.
What does that have to do? Adidas, in this, is involved in a major scandal.
But here's the thing with him.
It's not like he doesn't have other options.
Yeah, but he's an NBA player, and it doesn't really affect him.
I don't care. Adidas has, in my opinion now, I think Adidas has a bad mark on them now.
Well, sure they do, but it doesn't affect pro players. It affects college players.
Well, I understand that. It's just all up to Giannis to determine if he thinks that's a bad enough deal where he doesn't want to be associated with them.
Exactly.
That's on him to figure that out.
Because they're going
to
pay him a good amount of money to wear that shoe.
No question. Whoever gets him is going to.
And did you guys know Adidas last week passed the Jordan brand as the most sold athletic shoe out there?
I did not realize that. They
paid their way to the top, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how business is done. This is America.
Well, and I don't know if people should be surprised that this is going on. I mean, this has been going on since the beginning of time.
Well, the FBI's had enough, apparently. Well,
I'm surprised it took the FBI 3 years to conduct this probe.
Well, they're not done.
I know.
Who was it? Somebody said, one of those guys said they got the playbook.
I was going to read you the quote in just 1 second. This is FBI Assistant Director Bill Sweeney. He said he had a warning for other coaches who might be involved in similar schemes saying, "We have your playbook. Our investigation is ongoing. We are conducting additional interviews as we speak." The FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office said they have established a hotline for information related to the investigation.
They are in a lot of trouble, folks.
There you are.
I'm telling you, I was seeing people tweet out that there are a lot of coaches that are going to be going to sleep tonight, not sleeping all that well, if they're doing some shady stuff in fear that the FBI may be coming for them next. Can the FBI clean college sports up, Gary? Could they scare the bejesus out of enough guys to clean it up?
I think they can threaten it, and it's a threat to a lot of these guys. But I don't think this stuff will ever get cleaned up because there's money to be made. And where there's money to be made, these guys will go by the wayside. and somebody else has come in. I mean, they're like roaches, man.
I mean, you talk about Auburn, and the guy affiliated with Auburn is Chuck Person, the former NBA player, the Rifleman. Chuck Person, he's the one that's affiliated there. And again, it's Bruce Pearl's program.
This is, I mean, you saw the Pony Excess. You see the Pony Excess?
Yeah.
30 for 30. I mean, that's how business is done.
This is what these coaches are facing.
Yeah, but they got shut down. They got the death penalty. Yeah, SMU got the death penalty for that crap.
They did, but just think about all the other schools that
should have had the death penalty.
Maybe not to that extent, but were doing some shady stuff just like they were.
And if you look at it from another perspective, Louisville is under investigation from the FBI. Right. Rick Pitino's done,
he's
folks.
He's got to be done.
He's done. There's no way he survives this. Yeah, he's got to be done now. This is it. I mean, he's had way too much crap go on there to survive this one.
Kentucky's name was involved, too.
Yeah, he's old enough to retire. Well, they set a school in Kentucky, and it's Louisville, I believe, is a school in Kentucky. Oh, I didn't see that. But Louisville is the school. They've already confirmed Louisville has.
Well, they said Louisville straight up. They said Louisville.
They're under investigation. So if they get nailed in this one, I don't see how Pitino survives. Because what's going to happen is this, Gary, you know, right? Every head coach is going to say they didn't know anything about this.
Well, sure.
Every head coach.
That's why they let guys like Chuck Person, that's why they let those guys do it. There's no head coach involved in this unless they got some jokers on tape. But it's all the assistants, it's all the associates. Head coaches ain't touching this, but the head coaches know.
They have to have them on tape, or they have to have phone calls or documentation of something in order to get any of the head coaches. And then the shoe companies, did the uppers of the uppers at Adidas know about what was going on in the lower ranks getting these high school kids?
Yes.
Right. So are they all going to take a fall for this? So they're not going to take a fall for this either.
They're all going to roll. Those guys are protected.
They're smart. They're like mob bosses, man. They don't get their hands dirty.
They don't. Man. They don't.
You want to hear what these guys are facing?
This is real stuff, man.
Each coach is charged with, I don't even know what some of this stuff is, but it sounds serious.
It sounds serious.
It does.
Bribery, conspiracy. I understand that one. Solicitation of bribes. I get that. Honest services fraud conspiracy. No clue. Honest service fraud. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud. I kind of understand that. And Travel Act conspiracy. I have no clue. The U.S. Department of Justice said each of the coaches, listen to this, faces a maximum sentence of 80 years in prison.
All to get a high school kid.
80 years in prison?
To get a high school kid to come play for your basketball program. You can go to jail for 80 years. To get a high school kid. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about getting LeBron James to come play for your NBA franchise. We're talking about getting a high school kid to possibly come play for your team for 1 year in circles of the NBA. This isn't college football where you get them for 3 years. This is the college basketball. You get them for 1 year and they're gone. I mean, Marquette had Henry Ellenson. They didn't do anything in the tournament. They didn't even make the tournament with Henry Ellenson, right? So, and he gone. That's all. So you're talking about Louisville getting this recruit, the last five-star recruit or whatever that was out there. They get him at the end, and according to this story, what was it, $100,000 allegedly they paid to him or his family, whatever else? I mean, goodness gracious, for what? That's crazy. That is a lot of money to be spending to try and get somebody to come.
And the University of Louisville put out this statement. They said, Louisville received notice that it is included in a federal investigation involving criminal activity related to the men's basketball recruiting. While we are just learning about this information, sure you are, this is a serious concern that goes to the heart of our athletic department and the university. U of L is committed to ethical behavior and adherence to NCAA rules. Any violation will not be tolerated. We will cooperate fully with any law enforcement or NCAA investigation into the matter.
You know, when Danny Crum was at Louisville, I don't think they had all this crap going on, did they? And Rick Pitino wasn't out there like this. Pitino had his own personal life stuff going on with that chick and everything else. Man. Then you had the other stuff going on with the recruits coming on campus and the stuff they were going on with them. Yeah. I mean, there has been so much garbage affiliated with Louisville. I'd be amazed to see how they survive one way or the other. Let me tell you about Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors. If you love shaving, you've never experienced great shaving like you have with Harry's. Why? Well, let me tell you why, because I've got Harry's razors. Close shave. As close to the shave as you could possibly want. Smooth, comfortable glide that goes along with it. I love my Harry's Razors. My dad loves his Harry's Razors. This is Rami's dad and Rami's uncle. They all love Harry's Razors. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices.
Where did you get this razor for me? I want to buy one for your uncle. They're very nice.
Immense profits at the expense of their customers. All you have to do is go to harrys.com, Rami, to find out where to get Harry's Razors. By taking less profit, Harry's is selling directly to you over the internet. Harry's offers their blades at half the price. Just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the store. Now, Harry's Razors includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel and travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident.
How confident?
Oh, they're really confident.
How confident can they
be? Very confident in the quality of their blades. They want you to try their shave set for free.
Free?
I said free.
Free?
You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as special offer, fans of The Big Show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code SPARKY at checkout to get a post-shave balm also for free. That's harrys.com, code SPARKY.
Is this how white people sound in church?
No.
No, they don't talk in church.
Very
code
subdued.
Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y.
You guys sound like Barnum and Bailey Circus or something like that.
Never been.
What about the Soul Circus?
The whole?
Oh, you never heard
I don't like circuses in general.
Soul Circus.
Okay.
Black folks.
Good news. Randall Cobb, Perry, Bryce.
Don't say return to
Montgomery.
Practice.
Ryan, all listed as full participants for the Packers today.
Oh, boy. No, okay, I don't really
You know
care
who's
about,
not on that list?
I don't really care about them.
Who?
I care about the guy that's coming up next.
David Bakhtiari?
Oh, yeah.
Next.
How about Bulaga?
On the Wendy's Big
Is
Show.
Is he on that list?
Did I say his name?
No.
The Wendy's Big Show will be right back in the whole Chevrolet studio.
Are you, babe? Sports Flash right now.
From the Master Z's WSSB Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. Master Z's is the premier supplier in patio furniture, rec room products, and sports memorabilia. Check them out in Waukesha or at the Bayshore Town Center, online at MasterZs.com. First on the fan, more trouble for the Green Bay Packers offensive line. Kyle Murphy was playing left tackle for David Bakhtiari on Sunday against the Bengals, suffered a foot injury, now has been placed on injured reserve. Move alongside, there's Jason Spriggs, Don Barclay, lots of good backup tackles, now on the IR. Packers had to go out and sign a player from the Arizona practice squad. His name is Ulrich John. Mike McCarthy said, not going to worry about it.
No, we'll be ready to play Thursday night. I can promise you that. So, I mean, I know, yeah, they played a hot game. You know, they played in the sun. You know, we had the sun behind us for three quarters of the game. So, I'm hoping that they're extremely dehydrated and hope they go in pads today.
Yeah, coach taking a shot at the Bears, who pulled off an overtime win over the Steelers on a hot day at Soldier Field on Sunday. So, the two teams meeting now this Thursday night, Packers-Bears at Lambeau Field. In the meantime, the Packers' starting left tackle, David Bakhtiari, is coming up next here on The Fan. Baseball, Brewers are going to be at Miller Park tonight against the Reds, the final homestand of the regular season. Zach Davies on the mound against the Reds' 28-year-old right-hander Deck McGuire. He's making his first major league start, the first pitch at 6:40. Bucks getting their spring training camp underway. Wes Edens at the media day.
We expect to win a championship, right? That's what we said the first day that we showed up in front of you guys, and that hasn't changed at all.
And the NCAA, 4 college men's basketball coaches arrested under investigation for the FBI for corruption. One of them, an assistant to Bruce Pearl at Auburn. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm here on the Wendy's Big Show to hear from the Packers left tackle. He joins us every Tuesday at 4:35, and there he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How you doing this afternoon, David?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. I just read off the list of full participants in practice today. Unfortunately, I did not see your name on there. How's the hamstring coming along?
The important thing is it's coming. The important thing also was I'm out there. I'm able to move around and making progress. So that is definitely reassuring for myself and the team.
Can you give me an estimation of how close you are to 100%?
I certainly cannot.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this then. Let's do this then. Do you think you'll be back before the bye week at the end of October? That's October 30th.
He'll be back before the end of the year.
Like, If I think before the end of the season, I should be back.
Now, why do you bail these guys out for every time?
Leroy gave him
the out. Back before the end of the year.
I'm going to lock you. No time table.
We're going to lock you out of the studio next time we have him out.
Hey, Steve, ask him again, Steve.
No, maybe I bailed him out.
Go ahead, but let's see if he'll play along with you. Just go.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. I listen to the media guys when they tell us what to say and then how to articulate yourself. So they say don't give away things about injuries. So I'm like, all right.
Man, none of those guys have ever worked in radio or TV.
Who told you that?
This is like my rookie year. This is back in 2013.
Okay.
Oh, so it's probably your kid then, Gary.
Yeah. I don't know if he was there when. He was there when Jared was there.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Play the game with him, Steve. Go ahead.
I'll try.
Since Leroy ruined it, go ahead.
Totally ruined it. Let's try it again.
Try it again.
So, David, do you think you'll be back by October 30th? Your bye week.
Strong chance.
Good. take it.
All right. Keep going, Steve.
I'll take it. Yeah, how do you feel about being back by October 23rd?
I'm
playing a game show.
I don't know. I'm taking it day by day. So.
Oh, now he went back to.
I can give you a better idea.
He reverted back to where he was. Yeah. I'll take strong chance. That's good.
He's smart. So we got
made progress.
All right.
We made progress.
We're gonna hold
that's
this
good.
Man up. Asking
well,
him questions.
I figured out where this game was going. You're just gonna keep. Going low.
Yeah.
Hey. Like you know what?
What game we're playing? I'm gonna revert back to what I've been saying.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what?
I here's one thing. I'm not lying. We are taking it day by day, and I mean, shoot, come Thursday, if I feel good, the train staff feels good, and the doctor feels good, we're gonna give it a go. But
okay,
till then, like we have to keep progressing through the program.
You cannot rush a hamstring.
One thing is, we are all in line with each other. So that's the important thing.
That is important. But now answer me this. I mean, you've got Murphy out, Spriggs out, both out now. So both backup tackles that were to start the year are now both gone. And now you bring in a guy off a practice squad from Arizona. You have another guy, McCray, that is a guard, and he's playing tackle and trying his best at the tackle position. I mean, I can't even imagine how tough it's going to be if you can play, if you have to play a guy that's fresh off a practice squad from Arizona or one of the other guys that you got on your team from your practice squad. If they have to go in there and play against the Bears on Thursday night, that's a tall order, isn't it?
It is a very tall order. I was wondering about it today. I don't know when the last time there's been a situation really like this. You hate to see it. The amount of injuries piled up at one position in such a short amount of time and the variant of injuries that have, you know, some of these are long. That's why they threw two of the guys on IR, and that's it's definitely not a situation you want to be in, but like I said, you know, that's not really my job to do that. My job is to attack the protocol and get the hamstring right so I can go out there and help the team out.
David, we'll talk a little bit about protecting Aaron Rodgers. How difficult, though, it is to protect a guy like Aaron Rodgers. He just doesn't seem like the traditional quarterback where 1, 2, 3, boom, ball's gone. I mean, sometimes he does it, but seems like more than not that his best plays or the biggest plays is kind of when he's outside the pocket and you guys have been blocking for at least 5 or 6 seconds. How difficult it is to block for a guy like that?
Very difficult, to be honest. But also extremely effective when you factor in the time that we have to extend the play and, you know, be in front of our guy. That's also the same amount of time that these corners have to mirror these wide receivers in so much more open space with a quarterback who can, you know, you can argue he can throw just as well in the pocket than he can on the run, going left or right. And that is what makes Aaron, and that's why everyone talks about him week in and week out, because he will let a play break down, let a coverage break down, and, you know, off his back foot with the flick of a wrist throw at 60 yards, you know, back shoulder, you know, on the sideline. And that's remarkable.
Then how do you then get these young guys, these tackles that hadn't been there before, do you go and talk to them? How then do you get those guys? Because you know it. You've been there. You've done it. But when you got younger guys coming in, how do you get those guys on the same page as Aaron?
I mean, I don't think at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to go and copy a Brian Bulaga or copy myself and put the exact replica out there. But I'm going to give them any tips that I know and that I see in the game, things that I'd be thinking about, and kind of get them to think more like Brian would. I'm assuming that's what he's doing with the right tackles, and I would be doing with the left tackles that I have done the past 2 weeks, is give them an idea of what, you know, hey, you know, you're showing this, you're doing this. This is what they're probably thinking of the counter, because that's a lot of in pass protection. It's all about, you know, them setting you up with moves and then countering off that. And for you, it's, you want to make sure that you're ready for the counters and not being set up, you know, kind of not taking the bait, so to speak.
Hey, David, maybe the running game will help these guys get acclimated quickly. Because I know, again, learning the offense, how quick can a guy learn this offense? I know it's kind of, sometimes it could be a little complex, but if you're a smart guy, maybe you could pick it up. Because sometimes it's a paragraph, what do you do? So do you think they'll be able to learn the running game so they can do that on Chicago?
I mean, I'd like to think if we have a guy like John that we just brought in off of from Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, given the situation and he's in the game, I think you're scripted enough to where the guy next to you is pretty much telling you, hey, it's a run to the right, block the DN.
Do you think
the way, I mean, bolts are flying and things go, like, it's just not enough time for him to really understand and comprehend. And then you throw in a potential, you know, we've been notorious for many years of playing and going no huddle. That's tough.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle here on the Wendy's
Big
Show.
We'll be back before the end of the year.
Yeah, and so a strong chance maybe by the bye week. Throw that in there just because.
I want to get
your thoughts on this. So when you're on the sidelines and you're watching the guy replacing you, or the guy replacing Bulaga or the guy replacing Lindsley, whoever's out there is offensive lineman, and you're the hurt offensive lineman on the side, and maybe that offensive lineman is struggling a little bit, do you ever take to talking to your position coach or talking to somebody and saying, hey, can we get him some help? Can we help with chipping or something of that sort if you're seeing your guy get beat a little bit too much?
I think that's the classic answer. If that's above my pay grade.
So you would never suggest that to anybody. You just kind of stay on the side and let them coach.
I won't, because that's inherently implying that that's the coach's job, and why aren't you noticing it?
Sure.
I'm going to let them decide that. I'm just going to coach whatever situation they put the player in. I'm going to go to the player and say, look, when I'm in that situation, I'm going to act like this. Hey, think like this. Try and set yourself up to put yourself in a better position for this, that, or the other. But that, to me, just seems too much. I honestly would never do that. No.
Talking with David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show, as we do every Tuesday at 4:35. David, obviously the story around the league this week was the protest that teams staged in the wake of comments by our president and voicing his displeasure with protests that had been previously staged in the NFL. How much of a discussion was had in your guys' locker room in terms of what your protest or your reaction as a team would be, and how did you come to the conclusion that you would lock arms and stand on the sidelines?
I think, you know, for us, we gave some time for all of us to speak, not only as a locker room, but as a team. And we all wanted to be on the same page, was the most important thing, and spread the right message and focus back to the most important message. And for us, it's, at the end of the day, it's absolutely respecting all Americans, no matter what. And I think Aaron said it best. It's, you know, spread love, not hate, and preach unity, not divisiveness. So I think we came to a great conclusion of not only locking arms as players and as a team, but also challenging fans to join in with us, because that is something that we all want at the end of the day. We all want to respect one another and treat one another like we want to be treated. And with everything going on, it's definitely a very sensitive subject, and people have strong opinions about it. And through that, it's hard to try and express a point without, you know, ruffling feathers. So I think for us, that was the best solution we can come about. And I, like I said, I also want to preach, you know, that is the plan, and we want to let everyone know in advance. We would love for them to partake in what we will be doing on Thursday.
And I saw Aaron Rodgers and Lance Kendricks quotes from them saying that, that the team is going to try and stage a show of unity before Thursday's game. And like you just said, we'll ask fans to join in. Will it be the locking arms again, or is there something else planned as a show of unity?
No, I mean, that's just the main thing. You know, unity is linking up together and coming together as individuals as one. And, you know, if you look at a football team, you want to talk more eclectic group of different backgrounds. I mean, we're pulled together from all across the United States and sometimes even internationally. And we all come together for one common goal and to work together. And if that doesn't preach more about, like, being an American and coming to the land of free and having everyone from different walks of life, like, I don't really know what is. And through that, we also want to make sure that, you know, we're respecting, you know, this great country and this great opportunity that we have, and also to bring awareness of equality and love. And that's why I think we came to the best decision that it would be to all link arms together and then, like we said, challenge not only ourselves but everyone else in the stadium and people that are watching to link arms and, you know, spread love, not hate, and share, spread unity, not diversity. Or, yeah.
Not division. Diverse. Yeah.
Yeah, division. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys from Persian. They talk Persian. They know.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
I got a nice rug, though.
Appreciate you, Randy. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah, they talk that Persian stuff, man. They can read my. David, yeah, that Persian stuff.
You can read mine.
Yeah, I read mine. Y'all seen
We're
y'all
not
do
genies,
that. I seen you and your dad do that, Rami.
Me and my dad have never read each other's mind.
When he starts saying that, you know what he starts doing. I seen you guys.
All right.
Hey,
ask him a quick question.
Hey, do you two need to lock arms?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Rami is of color, you know.
Of color, he's
in a sense, yes.
You're of color.
I'm brown. Yeah, I'm a brown person.
Jesus was brown.
Jesus was brown. Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Hey, David. real quick though, let's talk a little bit about the Chicago Bears. How is that game? Is that still a rivalry game? How do you guys approach that game? Because it feels like. Like Seattle is kind of taking on a little bit more, you know, there's more juice, and feels like Atlanta's kind of got some juice. And, you know, your Thursday night is the oldest rivalry in the NFL. Does it still have that same juice?
I think if you bring it back to like 7 years ago, the powerhouses, I don't think it's exactly there. I'm not using it as bulletin board material for.
Yeah.
The Bears, but I think they're still trying to find their identity, and obviously their record has, you know, throughout the years kind of spoken for itself. But the fact of the matter is, we are the oldest rivalry in NFL history.
Correct.
And the fact that it's 94-94 in six ties, that is dead even.
Bro, man, you did some homework. 94-94 in six ties. I like that.
I mean, yeah, this is why it's the Packers versus the Bears at the end of the day.
Yeah, the internet. You
know, it's been historic for a reason, and it'll always hold that that caliber of being that game. So, yeah, I mean, we want to go and win, and not to mention it's a division game.
Right.
And you know Rami is a Bears fan,
yes,
right?
Yes, man, we've been through this.
I just want to update
Did we just talk about unity and not division, spreading love, not hate?
Yeah, I just
want
to
just
update
do this?
Him.
We can all get along. That is David Bakhtiari.
So he's going to be cheering for the Packers
Hold up, man? You got more?
Just one last.
Okay.
Can you pronounce David's name right? Please?
David Bakhtiari.
There it is.
Thank you very much, David Bakhtiari, for joining
us on the Wendy's Big Show
once again. We always appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
See you next week, buddy.
And David Bakhtiari joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com and take the next step towards your new home.
Maybe you're looking for a new career. Maybe you went to school for one career choice, and then after school got into that career field and realized it wasn't for you, but now you got all these school loans to pay back. Maybe you've done the same thing your whole life for 20, 30 years. And now you're ready for a new chapter, ready to do something else. Kind of bored with the same job you've been doing forever. You like driving, looking for something that involves driving, but could still make a nice living doing it. Why not be your own boss? Be an entrepreneur. Become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Control your own hours. Control your own paycheck. Control your situation. It doesn't get any better, and Young Express can train you and have you on the road in pretty much the same day, and you're off in your new career field. You can drive regionally, locally, or nationwide across this beautiful country of ours, if that's what you want to do. They'll tell you where the freight is to be picked up. You go pick it up, and they'll tell you where to drop it off, and you go drop it off. That's as tough as it gets. Got to have insurance, got to have a cell phone so they can get a hold of you, and got to have a vehicle that works. Sprinter and cargo vans are good vehicles if you want to do this. It is unbelievable. Just picture this. You're on the road for 2 weeks seeing our beautiful country, but next weekend you have an event back home in Milwaukee. You don't want to be stuck in Georgia and miss the event, but you don't want to give up a week of work. No problem. Drive local that week. See, you can change your schedule whenever you want. You're the boss. So get hooked up today with Young Express. Go to youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives that.
We haven't really touched on Carmelo to the Thunder yet, and today the news breaks that it's Wade to the Cavs. How much does any of this matter? We'll discuss next on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
Oh. Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
We're just trying to get close.
I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson.
We're just trying to get close.
Leroy Butler.
Mike, you know, it's my guy.
Can we even say what just happened off the air here?
No, we can't.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but Clemens just got a new car.
You got a new car, Mike? What kind?
Mustang.
A new Mustang?
Yeah.
Look at you. Congratulations.
Police going to just pull him over.
Can I borrow it? No, I'm just kidding.
The last one, we had a fan in the back of it.
A fan?
Yeah.
Like a fan?
Yeah,
fan?
Like a house fan.
Does he have furry dice too?
So Mike and I used to ride in training camp with the fan in the back, with the top down, and so when the wind would blow, the fan would like automatically come on to cool us down.
All right.
There's a video of Mike and I somewhere 2 years ago, with the fan actually blowing in the old Mustang.
You know the office up in Lambeau?
Yes.
It's not air conditioned. Well, it gets hot in there.
During
training camp, I bring a floor fan.
Oh, I thought like the air conditioning was busted in the old Mustang.
No.
So you just threw a fan in the back seat.
No.
Hey, we have breaking NBA news. Tristan Thompson impregnated Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, really? D. Wade is officially going to Cleveland.
That's all.
I like here. Just go eat Giannis up for lunch.
I do not think Kawhi Leonard could do what Harden did in Houston last year. I do not think Kawhi Leonard can do what Russell Westbrook did in Oklahoma City last year.
He's not that type of player.
No, he is not that guy. No, not at all. KJ tweets at the fan, Giannis is a top five player all day long. He's rated as fifth on the list to win MVP of the league. And that's prior to the year. So we'll see how this all plays out. He had a great year last year. No arguing that.
Hey, making the All-Star team for me, for Giannis, was the thrill of my life. And seeing him playing well.
Of your life?
Yes. Because that means you're getting closer.
He's dramatic.
You're getting closer. Closer.
Let's get in one more call.
The new arena opens. We're going to win a championship. We got a parade going right through Franklin.
See, we already got a parade going through Franklin.
I got to start.
Oh, you know what? You know what I realized? You know how you're always calling Bayview Bellevue?
Yeah.
I was driving back from Green Bay.
There's a Bellevue.
There's a Bellevue, Wisconsin. But I'll tell you right now, that parade is not going all the way up there. No, sir. I don't think it goes on dirt roads. Let's go to Ram on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
What's going on, guys? Y'all are funny, man. You got me cracking up over here. I think it's all rumors over here. Hey, I'm going to say this. Those are motivational goals. I don't think they're realistic. Because no one is still talking about Buck scoring. And you know you need at least three guys that can get 20 points. Okay, we got Giannis.
Middleton.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying Middleton averaged 18.
I'm just saying legit they can go a whole season and get 20.
Well, Middleton's averaged 18 before. I think Middleton's around 20, Giannis, and then after that, you don't know.
Middleton's got to show me something. I'm just saying me, and there's a lot of people that kind of feel that way.
Sure.
Now, when you say going to the finals, now you got to be able to manufacture some offense.
Yep.
In the pressure situation, in the half court. Now, I'll say if Jason gets away from this half court because he don't have the half court player play this post up and let the Bucks run.
That's what he's been trying to have them do since he's been here.
But we need a point guard.
Well.
They still don't have a point guard situation solved yet. And every team that y'all mentioned in that top eight, except for maybe Chicago, got a point guard that could run an offense and run you in the ground. So to get to that next level, to get out of the first round, you need a backcourt. We y'all know that. I mean, I'm not telling y'all nothing that y'all don't know.
Nope.
We need a backcourt.
I don't disagree with you. I think you need a more dynamic point guard than what you have in Brogdon. I think Brogdon's a solid point guard, but he's not a dynamic point guard with what you need.
Last point. You remember when Toronto played game 6 here? DeMar Rosen destroyed the Bucks by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
You know that, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Gary
he
back
did.
There.
Yeah, he did.
One man.
Mm-hmm.
One man. Even though the Bucks had made a comeback, he handled the Bucks by himself. So, Giannis got to play at that level. And I think he probably can. But his shooting, though. what is his mid-range looking like? That's all I got to say.
We don't know what his mid-range is looking like. We haven't seen him yet.
If Giannis gets a jump shot.
Look, yeah, we've been saying that for 3 years.
But you know what? His jump shot improved last year. I thought his jump shot was much better last year.
To the eye test, it looked better. Yeah,
to the eye. Well, to my eye, it did. You said numbers don't say that?
Well, I'd have to go back and look, but I don't think it improved all that much.
Yeah, I thought it
But
improved.
I'd have to look at the numbers.
His stroke just looked better.
Right, correct. To the eye, I agree. But their bench, guys, who is going to lead them off the bench? I mean, last year we talked about, well, Beasley can be that guy, and he was here and there until he got hurt. Monroe is that guy. But who's the other player with Monroe off the bench that's going to score for this team? Who's it going to be? Because right now, you're starting Brogdon, Snell, Middleton, Giannis, and Thon. Those are your five, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So right now, your bench currently is Dellavedova, Vaughn, I'm guessing, maybe Rashad Vaughn, Teletovic, Monroe, and who else am I missing? I'm missing somebody.
You got Telly, Deli, Vaughn.
Monroe. And then, Henson's on the bench, but he's not coming in before Monroe. That's not happening. You got DJ Wilson. I don't think he gets into that second unit right off the bat. I don't think that's going to happen. And then you got all these other casts that you just brought in that are trying to fight for a roster spot. Joel Anthony, Brandon Rush, Kendall Marshall. I mean, those are guys trying to fight for a roster spot at the end of the bench, trying to make this team. The bench is going to be an issue. I think that is going to be a problem here. Until you get Jabari Parker back, and then you're able to either have Jabari off the bench or have somebody else coming off the bench to provide that scoring on that second unit. Because right now, you don't have a guy. And that's a problem, other than Monroe. You don't have an offensive-minded guy that can score consistently unless Vaughn finally takes a jump.
And when Parker gets back and Snell gets bumped to the bench.
That's what I said. Parker gets back, either comes off the bench for those last set of games in the playoffs, or they do something else. I don't think Snell is a guy that can score off the bench regularly, unless his offense has improved tremendously. I don't buy him as a score off the bench.
I can't believe it's almost basketball season already.
Middleton can, Jabari can. I don't buy a Snell, though.
This is outstanding. It seems like just yesterday, Sparky, we were at the Cube Club of Wisconsin for the NBA draft.
Yeah, no question about that. And we'll be back there before you know it. Cube Club of Wisconsin, great place to catch all your favorite sports action. Pool tables, shuffleboard, tornado foosball tables, 3 of those. Electronic darts, ping pong, and more. How about coming up starting this Saturday night, or actually on October 7th, their first band is going to be playing The Playlist coming up on October 7th, the very first band. They'll have bands every Saturday night going throughout the winter starting on Saturday night, October 7th. So make sure to check out their website, qclubofwi.com, to find out their band list as we go throughout the fall and into the winter. Enjoy their award-winning fish fry on Wednesdays and Fridays with 4 different styles of fish piled up
I've done that. I got a sore throat.
Yeah, me too. All the extras are happy hour Monday through Friday, Thursday, I should say, from 3 until 7. Friday, 2-hour happy hour in the afternoon from 3 until 5, but then late night Friday happy hour from 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. Q Club, also a fun place to host private parties, including your own personal VIP suite, luxury pool table, personal TV. You can have bachelor parties, bachelorette parties there, anniversary parties, birthday parties, name it. You can do it all at Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, miles south of I-94. Check them out at QClubofwi.com. or on Facebook.
We're going to hit a quick break. On the other side, we're going to walk through the Brewers clubhouse and point fingers and give pats on the back. It's the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios, and we'll be right back.
I won't back up a little bit.
Okay. All right, back it up.
That's her first baby?
That is her first baby.
Golly.
That baby going to be
are
big.
They married? I don't think they are, no. No. Because he just got a baby mama, don't he? He got a child like no more than a year, don't he?
What's wrong with that? You can have a lot of baby mamas.
Yeah, I suppose ain't nothing wrong with that. Because I know a lot of people were giving him grief on social network that he left the baby mama. I think the baby was no more than a month old, and then got with Chloe.
Yep, something like that.
That's pretty low down, man.
You think so?
Well, yeah. I mean,
allegedly.
Allegedly, if that's what he did.
If that's what he did.
Pretty low down. At least stick around till the baby's born, man. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Stick around to the baby. He did. He stuck around to the baby was born. The baby was about a month old.
Oh, I thought you said she was about a month.
No, no. Right. The baby was about a month old. She had had the baby. Who knows how long he had been with Chloe, but I think after about a month in, he was seen with Chloe.
And Kevin Hart's girl's pregnant.
Who?
Kevin Hart's girl's pregnant.
Well, he's married with her, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but he got caught tiptoeing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's going to be a big baby.
That baby
is.
That's
what I tell you, my baby's going to be big, man.
You're right about that.
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
She's 6'6", and he's 6'8", 6'9".
She's not 6'6", is she? She's not that big.
Bro, no, why? Oh, you know what? No, we haven't done yet.
What haven't we done
yet?
Which
is your favorite Kardashian?
I like that one with all them kids. Courtney.
We should do that.
Really, you really want to do that?
Well, not now, but I think like we should. We should do that. We should have done that by now. Which is your favorite Kardashian?
Are we talking strictly looks?
I mean, you can even add Rob in there if you want to.
No.
Yeah, which is your favorite Kardashian?
Are we strictly talking looks?
No, just which is your favorite Kardashian?
Like friendly.
I don't really have one
it's
if we're not
the,
talking
it's
looks.
It's either the mom or Courtney.
It could be looks is whatever you want it to be. Don't make it. Don't try to overthink it.
All right, Gary.
Which is your favorite Kardashian?
Are you asking me to answer this right now?
We should do that at some point. But yeah, right now. Oh, my boy got a sign up over here. Look at him.
I can't read it from here. What does it say?
Kim.
No.
No. Nobody even asked him. Who is that? Is that Kim? What's his name?
You never named him. You never named our intern.
I thought we gave you three.
I think his name is Rob, I'm not mistaken. Mike, is his name Rob?
Is that Kid in Play?
We called him Kid in Play, yes. Okay. We also called him Kid in Play. Is that the name you wanted to stick with?
No, we'll figure something out.
We never officially gave him a nickname.
All right, what's the Joker name that Leroy?
Chance the Rapper?
Yeah. Maybe something with Chance. Maybe throw something. We'll figure it out. But he says Kim's his favorite.
Trademark just tweeted me, and I've heard this before. And we could ask that question when we have a slow news day, Gary. Conspiracy theory says Chloe is O.J. Simpson's daughter.
Yeah, everybody said that.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
No, she looked too much. But she's the one that don't look like the other ones, though.
But she doesn't look like she's mixed race.
That's true. She's got that olive skin like all the rest of them.
Yeah, they all have the same colored skin. Yeah,
I think Kardashians are dead.
Yeah. White Ford Bronco?
She does drive a white Ford Bronco. This is true. Which is hereditary, from what I understand. We'll hit a quick break.
Wait a minute. Jesus. Okay, go ahead.
What a quick break. Then reset the big topics discussed on today's big show and give you the final say on them. It's Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane next. Now the Wendy's Big Show of the whole Chevrolet Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.